Now entering the fourth dimension. Welcome to this Lucid Life Vibes exclusive. Past, present, future, the timeline of planet Earth. This is part three of the Earth Timeline series. And we will be discussing, or rather feeling through, dimensions. What is multidimensional? What is interdimensional? What is, or what are, dimensions? We've been touching on this as we've been going, because dimensions are very much part of the Earth timeline, the universe. It's actually part of reality and life. However, there's so many different perspectives and theories, ideas around dimensions. So keeping it simple, let's feel through some of these different theories and ideas of dimensions so you can really feel for this yourself. Because we're having a human experience and we really have to feel for it because we're having this physical experience. It's physical. Yes, there's mental, there's emotions, but it's physical, tangible, in the hands. We want to see it, touch it, feel it. So I want to invite you to open to seeing, touching, feeling for the dimensions for yourself, because I believe that you can. Because I know that dimensions are part of life and part of our reality. It's part of being in the universe. And so I don't think there's anything mysterious about it. And I really feel all humans can feel for what the dimensions are. So let's talk about time and space. As you discover more about what time and space is, it's interesting because a lot of people like to say, oh, we're beyond time and space. Well, when you start talking dimensions, maybe even time travel, time and space, that is true, that we can be beyond time. However, on planet Earth, there is time. And there is space. There's time and space. And I believe as you look out into the universe and you look at the spiral, you look at creation, evolution, growth, becoming, you can see time and space is a fabric, a torsion. The spiral, the Fibonacci, you can see in the fractal patterns. So when you can feel for what time and space is, you can go beyond and consider dimensions. And we're going to get more into time and space and even time travel and even astral travel, remote viewing. This time and space travel. So when we think about the theories and you go out and research what's going on scientifically, what are the theories around dimensions? There's this idea of parallel realities and dimensions of other realities of Earth. So this idea of other versions of us, other versions of planet Earth and the universe. So many people have this theory or this belief that the universe is really just the Earth repeating, copying itself, parallel realities. And there's even more theories around just even that. So it goes deeper. So if you're interested in that, find out more about that. When I feel through parallel realities, for me, it feels more manipulated. It feels more lower vibrational, meaning heavy density, a lower dimension, and not the actual reality and truth of the universe. And so I think there's an illusion, and also I think much of that is created. So when there is not an understanding of technology, an understanding of the universe, the understanding of a human experience, there's this need of creating to connect and make that link. And so many humans on planet Earth, and probably off of planet Earth, other life forms, constantly creating different ways to harness or to connect with the universe and to better understand. And so I believe when we're talking about lower dimensions of reality, many of those lower dimensions of reality are trying to understand the higher dimensions of reality and access that and tap into that. And in doing so, can create a lot of problems. I believe this was the fall of Atlantis. I believe CERN, C-E-R-N, and there's probably many more super colliders, they open parallel realities. They open wormholes and portals, tearing the time, the fabric of time and space. Tearing through that. It's not the natural creation and spiral and evolution. And when I say evolution, it's not evolution versus creation. It's creation energy, life force energy that creates the universe, creates the planets, creates the galaxy, creates the life that manifests as nature and life and humans and whatever other life forms in the galaxy. And so creation energy, the universe, is the highest vibration, and it comes to experience itself in different life forms, in different dimensions. So the lower the dimension, the more physical it is, the higher dimension, the less physical, and we'll get more into that. So trying to understand, you know, a lot of people talk about light and darkness, this idea of false light and things like that. I think maybe some of that could stem from lower dimensional realities, not understanding the higher dimensions and trying to replicate or tap in and tune in. And through that, creating, again, something like CERN, where you're ripping and tearing. And you're not actually participating in the life force energy that is the higher dimensions, because there's lack of understanding, wisdom, knowledge, intelligence. However, even in those lower dimensions, you can tune into a higher understanding and higher intelligence, a higher wisdom. You can tap into those resources, and we'll get to that conversation as well. So I do believe that when we are having a conversation about dimensions, if we could just keep in mind some of the dimensions and the realities that create technologies that are not beneficial and that can do harm or damage. Now, this is not fear-based. I am not fear-mongering. I'm not into that. I believe that Earth has moved into the fourth dimension, meaning the part of the universe that we currently are in is in a fourth dimensional vibration. However, there's still third dimensional matter density on planet Earth. So Earth is healing and purging. Humans are healing and purging. Some things will fall away, return back, the cycle of life. And some things will remain and go through this ascension process. Now, this is not New Age. This is not religious. This is based on science and understanding Earth and the galaxy that Earth is within and the universe that we are in. And we absolutely moved into a different location of the universe. It is a different vibration, a different experience. Even the atmosphere is different. And we've experienced different things on planet Earth since this. And this is what I'm going to invite you to feel through so you can really feel through the dimensions for yourself, because we're in this, what I believe, and many others. And again, this is not new age. This is not religion. This is based on science. And our understanding of the universe and our planet. But you can also feel for this and what's going on planet Earth, around planet Earth, to feel for the changes. Because I believe all humans have been experiencing this, whether they're aware of this or not. This is why it's been so brought into our awareness over the past 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, 50. I mean, really, if you look back to the 1970s, was this boom of cult mentality and cult groups, even family cults. And this is when this idea of New Age came to the surface or into awareness. And even within New Age, this term of light worker, which I laugh every time I hear light worker, because I don't know how you could work light. And this idea of work is heavy, doing something you don't want to do. And that is a lower dimensional vibration, is this idea of working for something. So back in the 70s, after the wars and really when consciousness and awareness was coming forward around control and what was being hidden, there was a surge of many humans on planet Earth not trusting their government, not trusting the control, being done with the wars. And it was this boom of cult mentality, cult thinking, but also people being aware and conscious of something more, this awakening. And people began to shift, but it was really ripe for cult groups, cult families, cult mentality. And so many cult groups spun out of the 60s, 70s. And this is when New Age, Lightworker really started surfacing and coming into awareness. And this is when you also see yoga becoming very cult. Not that yoga is cult, but a lot of cult groups spun out of yoga. Many of them were con artists. They weren't even yogis. But many different cult groups, cult mentalities, many cult groups actually took their own lives. And so during this time is when I believe a lot of humans began questioning, began this kind of awakening, because we started moving into this different part of the universe. And it was supporting this higher awareness and consciousness. Plus, the awakening, the higher consciousness, the awareness of humans assisted in moving into this higher vibrational part of the universe. So if we go back to the Mayan calendar, the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012. So we just like December 2012. kind of marks this movement into this different part of the universe, this higher vibrational part of the universe. So many believe that the Mayan calendar running out was this beginning of a new calendar. And many people talk about a new era, a new time. A lot of different groups, religions, mythologies around this December 2012, but also the mirror number of 1221, 33. So if you look at that and you go back 10,000 years, you can feel for the wars, the religion, the heaviness. And then you go back before 10,000 years ago and you have all these ancient civilizations and things that don't add up. And you realize that much of what was being brought forward as truth and history and science over the past 10,000 years was just not true. And it's coming to the surface. And so when you just look at the history and the timing and the timeline and even just the chunks of time and the chunks of the earth crust, it tells a story of a different lifestyle, a different vibration, a different knowing, a different grouping of life. I mean, when did the dinosaurs come and go, right? Did the humans live with the dinosaurs? So many questions. And the crust of the earth will show us and tell us. So again, when you look back to that past 10,000 years, and then as we move forward, there was an absolute shift in consciousness. However, this made it, again, really ripe and prime for this idea of gurus and leaders, that they know all, that they hold the secrets, right? Only they know. And you have to go through them to know, and you have to think like them and speak like them and dress like them and eat like them, the cult mentality. So what I've seen is the surge since the 60s and 70s, and I was born in the early 70s, of people seeking this enlightenment, seeking this awakening, wanting to know, but partially not trusting the academia, not trusting religion. And so people that offer something new, right? So I think that there's this disconnect when it comes to dimensions and when it comes to Earth timeline around the cult mentality, around academia, what is true, what is not true. And if this is true, this can't be true. So when you're a quantum detective and when you just are human who has intuition and psychic abilities and you just know, you have a knowing about yourself and for yourself, when you can just feel through it for you and research it for you, there's knowing. When I dove into quantum energy, quantum mechanics, quantum physics, and biology, it blew my mind. Now, I was healing my body at the time. I healed my body over 7 years with top doctors. And what I learned was amazing. It was life-changing. So when the year 2020 hit and people were questioning what they knew about their bodies, I had no questions. I knew. I had absolute knowing for me. And we can all have that personal knowing for ourselves. So when it comes to this talk about dimensions, I believe we're in a unique time as humans on planet Earth to actually feel for this. And I think that we can also feel for the time and space, but also what the illusions are. There's so many, and there's things that are hidden. So in part two, we talked about the idea of Lemuria never leaving planet Earth and holding a vibration. Did they hold a higher vibration this entire time, even though Earth was in the third dimension? I mean, there's just so much going on here. It's not simple. It's not a simple story, but we can keep it simple as we sift and sort through it. And hearing from others so we can be the filter, absolutely. But also being open to what the story is. As you're being the quantum detective, as you're really feeling through it yourself, being open that there's going to be new information always coming forward. So as we begin to feel for dimensions, there's so many people that have talked about 11 dimensions, 12 dimensions, endless dimensions, right? There's so many different theories with this. So again, let's keep it simple. And let's just say, if there are 12 dimensions, whether there are 12 or not, more or less, it doesn't matter for the sake of this conversation and keeping it simple. Let's say there are 12 dimensions. I would like to offer up that this highest 12th dimension is source energy, creation energy. It would be the wellspring. It would be the source of all life-giving energy, meaning this is the wellspring in which all life births forth from, comes forward from, comes from, originates from, the origin of all life. For me, feels like a life spring in the universe. And then if you feel for what a black hole is, in the center of our galaxy is Sagittarius, a black hole. Black holes, I believe, are these amazing recyclers of the energy, pulling in the heavy density. And so anything heavy and dense is going to go in the black hole. So there's your kind of opposite of the spectrum to really share this idea of dimension. So a dimension is going to be a density. If it's a matter of matter, it's a matter of density. How solid, how heavy, versus how light, how non-heavy. So physical versus non-physical. So if you could feel for this 12th dimension, this highest dimension, and there could be more, I'm not putting a limit, I'm not putting a number on it. If you want to add zeros to that and it's 12,000, 12 million, whatever you feel, it could be endless. However, I do believe there is a source, a wellspring that is creating, putting out that electro part of the electromagnetic, putting out that electro discharge, that electrolyte charge, life, life giving. And it's going to be light in a light spectrum and color. It's creation energy. However, it's going to be non-physical, non-physical, no words for it. No, almost like our human brain couldn't even wrap around what it could possibly be like because it's non-physical. And then as you go down in these dimensions to the first dimension or maybe the zero dimension, it's heavier and heavier, more physical. So heaviness, harder, harsher, maybe even a stronger gravity pull. Again, it could be a simpler form of a life, not as intelligent. less technology, whether that technology is created there in that dimension or they're tapping into a higher dimensional technology. So if we're talking about dimensions being the time and space that reality exists, life exists within, then we could feel for different parts of the universe being in different dimensions, meaning different physical, less physical, more or less physical, the density, the heaviness, the lightness, the closer to creation energy, the closer to source energy, the closer to the truth. I could go on and on with this. You can feel the pull between this highest dimension of life force creation energy and this lower dimension that is the black holes sucking all of the unwanted, done with energy. That's just heavy and dense, no more. It's just the garbage, the trash, right? The purged, discarded waste, no more. Not needed. No longer needed. When you look to nature, it's crazy. Nature can recycle a living thing very quickly. Days, week. It's incredible. The insects, the fungi kingdom. The fungi kingdom under our feet connects all of the trees, connects nature. And I believe that nature, humans, all life on planets throughout the universe is life force energy, creation energy, experiencing itself. Now, what happens on that planet is a whole nother topic. This idea of karmic wheels, karmic patterns, coming back, learning lessons, that's a whole other conversation. But if we're just keeping this simple and talking about dimensions, are there ideas of being right here on planet Earth in a portal or dimension opening a veil and it being something else? Yes. Can there be other dimensions right here at the same time? Yes. And that might confuse things a little bit, but that's okay. We can open portals. We can tap into other dimensions. But also, I believe heaven is right here on Earth. I believe heaven is another dimension. And it exists right here on Earth. However, this heaven dimension is throughout the universe. Because it's a dimension. It's a frequency. And so if you start to feel for dimensions as more frequency, sound, music, so this idea of heaven is this dimension where life forms, life, you, me, everyone, all life returns back to the wholeness of who they are as creation energy. So many of us resonate with this star being a bright star, a Merkaba, a light body, an orb. So many of us resonate with being beings of light, and we can tune into our higher being of light, our highest light, higher self. Some feel an inner being and a higher self. I believe that we all are beings of light that are infinite. We are all creation, life force energy. And we return back to this heaven realm that is a higher dimension frequency that is non-physical. No bodies needed. We don't have bodies. So when your loved ones show up as orbs, as light, or as cold or warm, or hands, or the touch on your skin, or the sensations, or through the lyrics, or the music, or flashing the lights, or whatever it is, they're coming through as their being of light. It's not physical. I hate to break it to you, but they see you naked in the bathtub, but they don't care because they're not having a human experience. They're in the fullness of who they are. They are creation energy, source energy. There's no separation. And they know you're still having an earth experience, and they want you to be here and grow as the tree of life that you are. So I believe that some stay in their spirit form, their light body, their highest light form, to guide loved ones here on earth and other planetary bodies or whatever there, wherever there's life. And I believe we can interact with all life through the universe in this dimension when we are there. So we're traveling the dimensions, we're traveling. I don't believe we're resting at all. We're at peace. And this idea of hell is very much on the earth. It's interesting because even the Bible talks about hell being inside the earth, under the earth. And so for me, hell is more of these lower dimensions. It's the lower control. And I believe many are living out hell on earth right now. And the lower vibration of the past 10,000 years on earth felt very hellish. I mean, seriously, think about how hot or cold planet Earth and how harsh without heating, right, or air conditioning. Now, humans were probably a little bit tougher, but think about it. Think about it. Think about cultures living in tents, nomads. And I know some people are still nomads, humans, but the harsh reality of that. Versus this idea of being in heaven, where it's perfect and easy and wonderful and bliss and serenity. So many people are experiencing heaven on earth, and some people are experiencing hell on earth right now. And it's interesting when we talk about Egypt 4,500 years ago, because many theories say the pyramids are tombs and they were created out of slavery. But they are this most high vibrational creations that we can't even understand and wrap our head around. And so even the theories that they're trying to fit it in, it just doesn't even match. How could you create something so high vibrational out of torture and slavery? You can't. You cannot. And there's no indications of slavery. They didn't have the camps for that. I mean, that many people to create something in a slavery situation, they don't see the indications of that. So there are perspectives of hell on earth. I believe the end times in the Bible, Revelations, has played out many times on planet earth over the past 10,000 years, especially the past 2,000 years. Since Jesus, at the end times has played out many times. And I know many people that have tracked it to the detail. So if you start feeling for the hell on earth, I mean, human trafficking is the number one way to make money on planet earth right now. It's the number one moneymaker. I mean, why do you think governments are so tied up in this? Because human trafficking wouldn't be what it is if governments weren't involved. They have to be. It wouldn't be all over the globe. It wouldn't be as massive as it is if they weren't playing a role. It's terrible. It's the heaviest. So if human trafficking isn't hell, isn't the end times, what else? What is? What is? Slavery, torture, abuse. And we're coming out of that because it's coming to the surface. This is why I get so excited about the truth coming forward. It's time. This heavy density is this heavier third dimension. It's going to fall away. So as you move into the higher dimension, it's less heavy. It's more heavenly. So the lower, the more hellish, the heavier, the higher, the more heavenly, back to creation, life force, energy it goes. And so you can see how on planet Earth, when we look at these ancient civilizations 10,000 years ago, there's a different life. We can't even describe it. Nothing matches. Nothing makes sense. And then there's this heaviness over the past 10,000 years of no technology, except for this little bit in Egypt. But then as we start looking around the planet, we go, wait, there was more than just Egypt. These pyramids are everywhere. So what happened 4,500 years ago? So there have to be pockets, portals, ways to access these higher dimensions, even in the lower dimensions. However, I think that there's the correct way and the incorrect way. And Atlantis, the fall of Atlantis was incorrect. And so I think there's probably many situations and scenarios on planet Earth and throughout the universe of technology gone wrong and it causing destruction. I mean, look at nuclear, right? And then you look at things like the pyramids that just doesn't fit, doesn't make sense. So what were they tapping into? Something's going on here. And there's a cover up. So can we phase in and out? Can we tune into these different dimensions? Absolutely. There's time. Time. I believe time travel has always been going on. You can time travel through time, through astral travel, astral projection, remote viewing. Living out time travel, I believe that's a thing as well. I believe the Atlanteans were probably time traveling. They knew how. And so when you open the discussion of time and space, time and dimensions, space would be the dimension, right? The environment, the place, the space that the time is happening. So you can absolutely in the present moment tap into past and future. But that's going to require something higher vibrational, something less dense. Or you're going to have to create a technology like Back to the Future, the DeLorean, the flux capacitor. You're going to have to create something. And so I think these ideas of like the flux capacitor, right, the DeLorean, the time travel, these machines, the technology that humans are building, CERN, this is what happened in Atlantis. They weren't tapping in and tuning into the higher dimensions of time and space through the mind, body, spirit connection, the human and the earth, the universe, creation energy, and going up the dimensional chain, right? And tapping in and tuning in. Instead, they were trying to bypass and create something. And it caused problems. And this is where I believe all of the illusions of dimensions come in play, is that. And there's so many. When you research all the time travel machines and all, there have been some crazy things on planet Earth that people have invented that super creepy, cause some crazy stuff. And I think that's what happened in Atlantis. And I think it's been going on here on planet Earth. Because people have been wanting to tune in and tap in because they felt like something was coming. And people want to seek the truth. They want to know the truth. And so I believe all humans, when you breathe in your nose, out your mouth 7 times or more, and you're tuning into your body, connecting your mind and your body, and you connect the mind, the heart, the gut, I believe we truly open as a gateway. The CIA, the gateway technique. You balance the hemispheres of the brain. You breathe, your heart pumps differently, your body changes, you open, and you can tune in. You can remote view, you can astral project, astral travel. You can travel into the past and the future. You can know because you're tuning into the living light technology, the higher dimensions through a meditative state of mind. Our brain is unbelievable. It holds everything we need to know. The biology, the nature. We are the consciousness of nature. We're the fabric of time and space. And so I see that the Ankh and the Trident are tools of Earth. They're real tools. The Trident is protection. The Ankh is connection. So there's something about Egypt and the Ankh and connecting. I believe they use the Ankh to connect into the higher dimensions and they have the knowledge. So are there different tools that are high vibrational? Absolutely. And I believe the Trident and the Ankh are two of these tools that you could tap into a higher vibration of protection and communication and connection. And so there are tools of higher vibration, higher dimensions, just like there are tools of lower vibration, lower dimensions. Now, most humans, I think, are just so caught up on good and bad and like spiritual warfare, and everything is like God versus Satan, right? Or Jesus versus... So I think most humans are feeling through a lot of characters and trying to fit time and space and dimensions and what's really happening into these storylines of characters. And if you would step back for a minute out of the good and evil, the dark and the light, the heaven, the hell, the God, the Satan, Jesus, whomever, and step back from that and just feel through things. As a matter and density, and really step back and see on planet Earth, past, present, even maybe even future, for those of you that can, and feel for this and get a good image for yourself. I really believe that we're in this fourth dimension. Coming out of the third dimension. And before the third dimension, 10,000 years ago, I believe we were the fifth or the sixth dimension during Atlantis, Mesopotamia, Lemuria. And so we're coming into this fourth dimension, which is freedom of mind, body, and time. And the end goal here is the fifth dimension for planet Earth and humans, which is a higher reality. But we've got to go through this fourth dimension of freedom to create this new life on planet Earth where human trafficking doesn't exist, where children are happy and free and safe and protected, where wars aren't a thing of planet Earth anymore, and no more nuclear, right? So all that heaviness and destruction, that's that third dimension, the laws, the legality, the judgment, the right or wrong, good or bad. As we go up into this higher, heavenly, higher dimension, it's freedom. It's lighter. But we have to choose that, and we have to hold that vibration, not just for ourselves, but for others, because it's happening on planet Earth, all of Earth. It's not a new Earth. It's not new humans. Again, this isn't new age. It's not religion. This is actual physical life that we're experiencing together right here, right now. And if we could tune into the matter of it and put all of the judgments of the past heaviness of 10,000 years to the side, so we can get a fresh new perspective of what's really going on, I really think that we could feel through this for ourselves. And of course, is it time for the constructs to be blown wide open, those boxes? Absolutely. Academia, science, history, absolutely. It's time. It's time for the truth to come forward. And the thing is that there are historians, there are academians or academics, there are scientists that are coming forward, and they are being public about this. And I love that this is the time of the quantum detective and researchers, the amount of researchers on planet Earth right now that are hungry and thirsty for bringing the truth forward is amazing. And here we've come out of the nightmare that is the media and social media, the control. And this is the opposite of that. This is human beings going out on planet Earth, discovering the truth and bringing it forward for other humans to decide and choose. It's no more guru. It's no more somebody else knows better. The cult mentality, the cult, it's over. The control is over. It's the me, myself, and I, individual human experience. That's the pronoun, the me, myself, and I. How do you feel through it? What does it feel like for you? And start having these conversations as a mainstream topic. This is what we should be talking about. It's time for humans to talk about what's really going on and to not put all of our trust, knowing, intelligence, wisdom in other people and into constructs that don't know and that hide the information and control it. So it's time to discover for yourself. It's time to be a quantum detective. The quanta is the matter. So let's sift and sort through the matter. Let's see how we feel about it. I'm loving these conversations, and I'm loving even more hearing from you guys. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this one. Let's keep diving deep and going higher into the creation energy, life force energy that we are. We have access to all the resources of the universe and to planet Earth. And it's time to open, soften, and allow to our innate knowing right here, right now.